Hello, entire cast of Say Gay. These are some general notes about You Will Be Found. It's going to talk about how the solos work and a couple of changes to our sheet music so that it matches up with the instrumental track that is just a little bit different while you're practicing. So I'll try to get through all these as quick as possible. In the very beginning, our opening solo, that's going to be Taylor. By the time we get to the bottom of page 3, Justin's going to pick us up with solo number 2. That goes all the way to page 5 when everyone else finally joins in with those ahs that we put together. Someone will come run in, and I know it keeps on going. Everybody's in for the chorus on page 6. So we keep on going. We're still singing. We get to page 8, and in measure 42, the last You Will Be Found is now a solo. Gwen's going to be singing that solo. So we've been singing all of our You Will Be Found. Then it's a solo now, Gwen on her own, You Will Be Found. So make sure we're out of the way in time for that. So in terms of changing things for our instrumental track, when you get to page 9, it modulates differently than what we have on the music here. The sheet music says we're in B flat major, and then we modulate to E flat major. On the recording that we're going to hear, we do start in B flat major. However, it transposes to D flat major. So basically, for the sheet music, all that means is from measure 47 to the end, we're actually in D flat, not E flat. So everything is down a step. If you're mostly learning this piece by listening and not playing it off the sheet, you may not even need to pay very much attention to that. But if you're trying to play notes for yourself to figure sections out, just let me know if you have any trouble with that. Once that change happens, we sing on through page 10 and 11. So finally, when we get to 11, there's the long section of underscoring that's not gonna have all the dialogue in our version. So on page 11, we just sing, from across the silence, your voice is heard. And then we have measure 60 and 61. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna repeat measure 60 and 61. You can cut measure 62. We're not gonna need that one. That's like an odd out measure that we're not gonna need for this repeat. So measure 60 and 61. For the instrumental track we're singing with, there's enough time to repeat those two measures 6 times. That means we can go, oh, actually, I need to transpose. There we go. Oh, someone will come running. Oh, someone will come running. So that was twice. So we do that 6 times, and that fills up all the space until we get to page 12, just in time for that back and forth to take you home. Someone will come running. The back and forth taking us into the next chorus. So that's how that's going to work. What I'd like to do with it is kind of have a staggered entrance, start with 2 soloists and then add 2 more people and then more people and more people. We can talk about how that'll work in person, but just for now, that oh, someone will come running, just know that that's going to be 2 measures, 6 times in a row. We'll get used to that timing to start with, and then we'll go from there. So page 12, we're back in with all the material we already rehearsed. You keep on going. It's just the way it looks on the page. When you get to page 17, measure 95, that solo is going to be Cammy, bringing the rest of the ladies in measure 98 at the bottom of that page one more time. So we keep on going. And then the last change is you get to the very end, and it's our very last, You Will Be Found, and then we hit our last chord, and that's the end of the piece. So in the instrumental track, what happens is everything is the same all the way through that last You Will Be Found. When we get to the fermata measure, there's about 6 extra measures of quiet and accompaniment, and then that last chord finally comes in to finish it off. So I'm going to try to edit out some of that, but in the rehearsal recording, you will hear me just play Found right into that last measure. And speaking of which, when you are listening to the rehearsal recordings I make, I'm playing them in the key that you're gonna hear with the instrumental track that you're gonna perform with. So the beginning will be in B flat major, and then the second half will be in D flat major. So it won't match the music exactly, but it'll match what we're gonna sing with. So if there are any questions about any of these changes, we are gonna rehearse it a little bit more, but thanks for listening to these notes first. Let me know if there are questions, and I will see you guys soon. Thanks.